Unit 5, page 47. Watch the lecture. Part D. Listen for details.
Hi, everybody. If you remember, in our last class, we looked at a painting, an abstract painting by the Japanese artist Shiraga. Remember that? And a lot of you said, you know, I just don't get it. I just don't get abstract art. Well, don't worry about it. That's a common feeling. Today, we're going to talk some more about abstract art, so hopefully you'll understand it better. But first, we need to define modern art and understand how it's different from traditional art. Then, under modern art, we'll define abstract art. And finally, we'll look at two different types of abstract art, okay? So, what is modern art? To many art historians, modern art means the new kinds of art that were created in the 20th century, in the 1900s, right? Before 1900, most artists created what we call traditional art. Traditional art is both realistic and representational. Representational means that it represents something from the real world, like a person, an object, or a scene in nature. Traditional art also looks realistic. It looks like the person or thing that it represents. Before photography became common in the late 1800s, artists were asked to create realistic paintings of people or portraits. These were valued because they preserved a person's image. So, as you can see, it was necessary for artists to have the skills to create realistic works of art. Now, a famous example of a traditional portrait is one by the Spanish artist Pablo Picasso. He painted his mother in 1896 when he was only 15 years old. In this painting, Picasso depicts his mother using realistic details and colors, including the color of her skin, her brown hair, and the white dress she was wearing. But even at the time Picasso painted this portrait, the world was changing very quickly. By 1900, many new inventions and new ideas were emerging, and people were looking to the future. So many artists, including Picasso, wanted to create art that was new, that was different from traditional art. So they started experimenting with new approaches to art. And one of these new approaches was called abstract art. So what exactly is abstract art? Basically, abstract art is art that's not realistic. It doesn't look like anything you see in the real world. There are two main categories of abstract art. The first is representational abstract art. This art represents a person or thing you see in the real world, okay? But we say it is abstract because it doesn't look realistic. It changes the way a person or thing looks. So this is called representational abstract art. In the early 1900s, Picasso started to experiment with representational abstract art. He and other artists developed a kind of art called cubism. Now, one goal of cubism was to show something from different viewpoints all at one time. A portrait that Picasso painted of photographer Dora Maar in 1937 demonstrates this style. When you look at this painting called The Portrait of Dora Maar, it looks like Dora has two noses. But in fact, Picasso is presenting two views of Dora's face, one from the side and one from the front. Now, the second category of abstract art is non-representational abstract art. Unlike representational art, non-representational art doesn't represent anything you see in the real world. Instead, it expresses things you can't see, like ideas or feelings. And another name for this kind of art is pure abstraction. Okay? The first artist to create purely abstract art was a Russian painter named Vasily Kandinsky. Kandinsky created his first purely abstract paintings in 1913. In them, he used lines, shapes, and colors to show his feelings. Kandinsky loved music and was even a musician himself. In fact, he said that when he looked at a painting, he could actually hear music, and he wanted to communicate that in his paintings. One of Kandinsky's works is called Contrasting Sounds. In it, you can see different lines, shapes, and colors. To Kandinsky, these represented different feelings. For example, in this painting, circles are meant to be peaceful shapes, and the contrasting colors, like black and white squares, are meant to represent different sounds, just like in a piece of music. At the time, some people reacted negatively to this art. But after Kandinsky died in 1944, his work continued to have a major influence on other abstract artists who followed him. And we'll talk about that influence and other changes in art history in our next class.